Mic check. 1, 2. All right. This is another installment of Time Traveling Stoned. I may or may not be stoned at the moment, and time is currently ticking away. First off, I am going to DEF CON August. DEF CON is a hacker convention in Vegas. Anyway, I'm going, but I would like to interview a handful, 3 or 4 or 5 past attendees so they can give me advice on how best to enjoy DEF CON, just so I have a little bit of extra knowledge going into it. I was there last year for one evening, so I have been once, but my road team / production crew, they've not been before, so it will be useful for them as well. Okay, so DEF CON, that's a promise I'm going to have to make to myself to deliver on that. At the start of the new year, I made several promises to myself. There's two that I haven't made good on yet. One is that I told myself I was going to get a bongo drum or a conga drum and you know, teach myself on some level some kind of musical instrument. And then I also told myself that I was going to be a little bit more of a handful in 2023. And I don't think I've done that enough yet. And the interesting thing about being a handful is that if you let people know in advance that you might possibly be a handful, like, everybody's just prepared. Nobody's on edge for anybody doing anything weird. No one's going to go from 0 to 60. You know what I mean? If you preface circumstances with that you might be more of a handful, everyone's pleasantly surprised when you're not, you know? But, so I have to do that as well. And maybe my handful moments will come out at DEF CON. You know, nothing that would get me kicked out, though, or banned. So I'm doing less things these days. I've been doing lazy yoga, which is just pacing in my apartment. Sometimes I work from home, sometimes I don't. When I don't work from home, I'm not antsy. I'm happily fine to sit behind a desk or at a table or something. But when I'm at my place, I just can't sit still. I just walk around. So I've been calling pacing my practice of lazy yoga. But I am enjoying doing more of nothing lately. I don't find myself getting bored. If I get bored, I'll just try to sort of write some joke and make myself laugh, which sometimes does occasionally work. And I think it's kind of a good, maybe sort of craftsman's philosophy of just doing nothing. Because even if you are, look, I'm a retired window cleaner, so New York City residential, not too much commercial work. But, you know, if I was in an apartment that had like 80 windows and I was just doing repetitive motions all day, it can get kind of meditative. So in some ways, you're just, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. You're cleaning a window that's going to get dirty within, you know, 4 or 5 months of smog-filled New York City living. So, I mean, it's going to, your work's going to get erased. What are you doing? You're kind of doing nothing, you know? So just be fine with it. Okay. So that's that. I don't think the Bob Seger is hitting like it used to these days. And maybe that's my fault. I feel like I fell in love with his music during the pandemic and during the quarantine when I was longing to get out of my place and hit the road to do anything. And you couldn't on some level, but the music of Bob Seger could. And, well, anyway, I don't know. It's just, maybe it's because I have been traveling, but it hasn't been hitting like it used to. Queens gets a shout out in the song Fire Down Below. So I think that should make Queens listeners happy. All right. I think this is enough. But yeah, time traveling stoned. I may or may not be on a weed brownie that I made. It's probably likely. And yeah, let's hear in from some DEFCON pros, you know, leading up to the arrival. And in the meantime, before that gets hooked up, I don't know. We'll talk to some other people eventually. It's better to hear more than one voice on here. So, all right. That's it. Time traveling stoned. Beam me up.